Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed with clickandgo.com. Enjoy sunny breaks this winter to Seville, Marrakesh and Malta. Travel better with clickandgo.com.
Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels and Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, are in studio. By the way, Sarah, my neighbour said to me, oh, do you know Sarah Slattery? She said to me the other day, she's like, oh my God, I love her.
Ah, brilliant.
There you go. Is that great? Yeah. She loves you too, Ed. Don't be getting jealous.
No, it's okay. I like to take a back seat every now and then.
Yeah, tell me, what are we talking about today?
She is fabulous.
She is fab. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Christmas gift ideas because 'tis the season and all that.
Yes.
So, lots of travel themed gifts for people who like to travel. Talking fillers and a few maybe slightly
bigger. One-way tickets for the mother-in-law.
Right, where will we start?
So I suppose we'll be start with giving the gift of travel. Is there anything better really than getting an experience under the tree? Or
so a plane?
Or a flight? Or, yeah.
Bought me a helicopter.
Well, no. Not no,
something, no, we won't go that. Plastic oh, planes.
Well, we won't go that far. But no, I mean, the city breaks in the winter, it's just such a great time to travel, you know, particularly across Europe. You don't have those high temperatures you get in the summer. It's the perfect kind of city break weather and the flights are so cheap. As we speak, I think Ryanair have a sale for January, February, but there's always great deals to most of the cities. So there's loads of different cities that you can get return flights and two nights stay in a hotel for less than €199. So just to give you an idea, 26th of January to Rome, €187. Vienna in August, if you want to do it in the summer, €190, including the flights. The flights are €49.99 each way, even in August. Madrid, Rome, a place I was there recently, if you want the whole cold, crisp weather or winter feels, is Tallinn in Estonia. Perfect place for two nights. Fly out Saturday morning, fly back Monday. Tiny little city. You get to see loads, literally €180 for two nights, including flights and hotel. So loads of great deals there. It's definitely something to think about for people looking to give somebody the gift of travel.
So you'd have to book it for the person. So you'd have to make sure that you have their passport name and all that.
Yeah, well, you could do that. I mean, some of the destinations, Tallinn, for instance, or Porto, I mean, the flights are, you know, generally fairly cheap right throughout January, February. So you could always kind of, you could book your hotel maybe, that free cancellation on your hotel and say, oh, we're going on the 25th of January. And then if it didn't suit, maybe book the flights, you know, for the following week or the week
before. Because you need to be careful in case the person said, I can't, sure, I've got a big work project on that week or something.
You'd probably better to wait to book the flights until afterwards. But there's so many, Nice, another one in the south of France, always cheap flights. Literally, you're talking like 60, €80 return, you know, on certain dates in January, February. So you'd get all of those kind of destinations for less than €200 in a 4-star hotel for two nights, maybe about €250 if you want to go for a 5-star hotel. Loads of great options, particularly during the winter.
Okay.
I love that as well. And I think the other one that's interesting, I mean, there are some lovely cruise offers there. I was having a look. If you want to book someone on a cruise now, you can make kind of a provisional booking as well if it's a travel agent, you know what I mean? But in January, for example, like you can do, there's cruises there for $679, you know, Mediterranean cruises, which are flights, cruise and everything included, which is a great, you know, really nice. But to be honest with you, aside from all that, I think vouchers are great, right? So like if you know someone that they've good deals, like one of the operators like Click and Go or Cassidy's or Sunway or whatever, and you get, they all do vouchers. The travel department are great as well.
Idea, yeah.
And by the way, domestic, there's a voucher that never expires, right? And it's the Blue Book.
Yeah, we talked
and
about this
I
before.
I love them. We were chatting about that. One of the women that I know, she found it down the back of the sofa and like it was about 10 years old, which is great. But you know,
I was saying to you is that my mom, definitely, we got my mom one of these Blue Book vouchers like about 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact it was never used. And you were like, search the house.
Yeah.
It can still be used.
No, absolutely. And it's so, and you know, you've got so many, even from like, it's not just, you know, lovely hotels or castles or restaurants, but I mean, you get great value. I mean, if you look at Derry, for example, Bishop's Gate up there, for about £180, you can get a night for two people with dinner and stuff, you know, so you can get different value. Barberstown Castle's another great one. Ballyfin might be a bit pricey now, that's where the Kardashians go.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could work your way around Hayfield Manor in Cork. You know the properties. You can really spoil yourself.
This is a really great idea. And I actually, before you came in, I would never have thought about getting someone this kind of thing for a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
But you know what? We've so much stuff in our homes.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have an experience and something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. You know, when you get presents, you're like, oh God, that's lovely. And you're like, oh God, where are we going? You know, and it's another
more stuff. Yeah.
You know, absolutely. It's a great idea. And as well as that, travel now coming up in the new year, it's all about experiences. everyone is using, you know, it's the buzzword, you know.
And getting the break from the norm as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's gorgeous stuff. Like, I mean, even around some of the places I was chatting about there, you can do yoga retreats. You know, they've got writer's retreats if you fancy, you know, your hand at trying to write. Just look, have a look around. There's some exciting things that, you know, a gift that people will really enjoy, you know. And again, you're sending someone off on an experience that could be life changing.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I think as well, for sometimes it might be nice to buy something so that you could maybe send your wife or something off with the girls.
Yeah.
Not absolutely. Necessarily going as a couple.
Yeah, totally.
There's a nice lunch. We might have spoke about this last time, but Johnstown House have a day spa. So you go use a thermal suite for 90 minutes and then you have lunch for two and it's €99. So isn't that a lovely thing to give your mum give your friend?
Yeah.
Like the two of you go, have a whole day out and it's €99.
Nobody wouldn't want that.
Like absolutely.
Lovely. So on the vouchers thing as well, if you look, particularly the travel agents, I'm sure Click and Go in some way, Cassidy's, they're probably doing it. That if you buy a voucher, you might get an extra 10%, or you buy a €100 voucher, you get an extra €20 for yourself. Or a lot of them do deals for Christmas, you know, incentives to try and sell as many vouchers as they can. And on the Blue Book as well, there's so many restaurants now.
That's
so even
right.
if you can use them in restaurants, like Patrick or Marion.
Patrick Gilbo's Chapter One, Dax, and Campania in Kilkenny is a fantastic one. Gareth Burns' place there. So Kilkenny, of course, really popular. That's a lovely one as well.
Sarah, am I right in saying Select Hotels do something too? Yeah.
Select are great. They're a group of 19 independently owned Irish hotels. And what I love what they do is they have a Christmas gift box. So you can pick like a €100 voucher plus four handmade Irish gifts and it's €170.
Okay.
Or you can pick a €200 voucher plus the four handmade gifts. But it comes in a gorgeous presentation box. Really, really nice. So if you, instead of just handing somebody an envelope, you give them this really nice box. It's a really lovely Christmas gift idea.
Have we given ourselves enough time, by the way? You'd probably need to start getting these now, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, to get them on time for Christmas.
Yeah. You can, there's still delivery now, but you would want to get on the ball.
The other thing was, which we loved as well, we did Belfast there recently. We stayed in that hotel there, which, I mean, you could call it a hotel. You could call it just an experience. It's a bohemian burlesque bolt hole escape. And it's just decorated in the most amazing way. Every room is different. You have
That's
the
cool.
room. It's the Chambers of Distinction, the Harrison Hotel. Yeah. It's on the Malone Road.
Okay.
Jamie Dornan went to school across the road. Worth going for that alone, right? That's where Jamie went to school. No, but really lovely spot. The Ruby Murray room, you know, they've got the C.S. Lewis room. You're talking free standalone baths.
Oh, that's amazing.
In the Ruby Murray room, they have Melanie has her records and an old record player, four poster bed, you know. Now, they were doing deals there from £150 for two people with breakfast. And I think you got a charcuterie or a cheese plate as well.
Yeah.
She's now building a piano bar, which is going to be there. I mean, I was up there a few years ago and I was having a drink in the bar and I met Michael Fassbender. And I was just like, it's very artistic.
You
are
stalking him, Ed, now.
I know,
let's be honest.
I'll tell you. It's like, I said, where are you off to now? But she's got a lovely kind of mix of artists and kind of actors. It's only 10 minutes from the Lyric Theatre as well. So, you know, they're doing a Christmas Carol is on there, of course, this year. And Peter Pan is up there. But just in terms of value, £150, great present as well for people. If you haven't done Belfast, I mean, I know.
Yeah. But Belfast is good, actually, for the markets,
it
too,
is,
isn't it? Buying little bits and pieces.
Oh,
the
with real stuff.
Amazing.
Do you know what's
Fantastic.
Brilliant? I got a candle, a Christmas candle house from Lithuania, right? And it's a little house and you lift off the lid and you put your little incense burner in and it smokes out through the chimney. And it's so cute. That's my Christmas decoration done. No tree and that's it. The Christmas candle house and I'm sorted. And that's all I've done. And you just replace it.
Actually, I definitely think it'd be worthwhile for people who haven't, who want to kick off and, you know, get into the festive mood because it's open every day. Like a lot of the other markets around the country aren't open daily.
But only weekends.
You can go up and there's loads like really nice if you wanted to get some unusual Christmas gift.
The girl that's doing the pooch, the jackets for dogs, right? She's an engineer and she designed these little jackets. Her dog is called Hank. I don't have a dog, but I was actually thinking of buying one so I could get the jacket.
I'll give you two Labradors, no bother. So I can have a hair-free house for Christmas.
Yeah. Really. But these jackets are great because they stop the hair as well. Really cool, wasn't
actually,
it?
Yeah.
And the Dutch pancakes and all these.
There's
just really good crack.
106 different market stalls.
And with the new,
they're 20 years doing the markets this year and like a million people visited them last year. Like it's insane. It's sad that we don't have anything as big in Dublin. Yeah. I know we have the new Smithfield Square and I know we have the castle.
Yeah, well, you think that we'd have loads
for our capital
in Dublin.
City,
and the thing is, Belfast is so handy. Just you can nip up on the train.
But Trina, absolutely. And you know the new train now, the new train station is like amazing. They just opened it there a few months ago. And the train now goes every hour as well.
I haven't been up there in years. I last went up there.
And it's a lovely train. Like you get a menu, you get like a full fry if you want served to you. Seriously, it's
it must be about 15 years since I went to Belfast and it was to interview Kenneth Branagh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, years and years ago.
Of course, the movie Belfast.
No, it was long before that.
No, I know,
even.
But I mean famous and for the movie Belfast.
And then, of course,
Belfast.
You made that.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You must get him on again now.
I must pop up to Belfast.
And apparently, he loves the Christmas markets. Esther was telling
he might
me,
be there
the
as
lady
well.
Who runs them. Yeah. You know, you're still in Ireland, but you feel you're... It's a because they're all from... because they're all, like, the guy from... The white Louvain, by the way, we talked about that. That's unbelievable. I hadn't had white Louvain before from the Moselle Valley. There's a guy there, Marek. He was giving us that. Very nice. Nice kicking it as well, Trina. The Slovenian nuns, the Lithuanian house. It's all real authentic stuff. So.
And you know, while you're up there, I've never, you won't believe this, I haven't been to the Titanic thing.
Really?
I know. It's shocking.
I haven't been it since they've added the new
part. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's real goose. I mean, it's phenomenal stuff. I mean, I've been there loads of times.
But come from all over the world for that.
The final galleries where there's a suspended ship now, and it's a 360 video of the start, how they built it, and then of course at the very end, and all the lights on the ship start to go out, and then the music comes up, and like you're bawling, like it's very, and they've all the things. You know, the lady, like the deck chairs where they asked her, the fur coat that was given to the maid, like, you know, she stayed on with her husband, just all the personal stuff that they got donated. It's definitely a good family kind of day out to do all the bits,
wouldn't it be? Okay. Yeah. And Sarah, if you're thinking about kind of like smaller, maybe stocking fillers, travel kind of things, anything?
Well, there's a great company in Wicklow called Carvon, and an Irish company, and they make gorgeous passport holders and luggage tags. And they're really, they literally, I have my logo, my Travel Expert logo engraved in it. And it's really cool. It's that kind of gorgeous leather that it's actually nicer the older it gets, you know, that's really, really nice. They're a really nice gift. I have a post on my website with 20 different gifts if anybody wants to check it out. I have a little travel
theme.
Talk about
that bag that I bought. Yeah. That travel bag that fits on Ryanair under the seat.
Oh, you love that, don't you?
I know. And I thought it was, when I got it first, I thought, this is way too small. It's like
Mary
Narnia.
Poppins.
You know, the wardrobe in Narnia.
Mary Poppins bag. His lamppost conversion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, luggage is great.
That bag, what's that? That's
that
really good.
Ryanair bag is brilliant. I mean, everybody, I literally posted it about a year ago, and to say, like, literally sold thousands of and everybody keeps coming back. Then they buy them for their kids, and then their people borrow them. It just keeps growing legs, this bag.
And it works works on all airlines. I just want to make quick that. It works on all the other airlines.
It's 23. It doesn't necessarily, but it's 20 for free. The beauty about the Ryanair thing is what it is. It's 23 euros, first of all. You get the link in my post. It fits under the seat. So it replaces your handbag. So it's the free bag. So, you know, if you don't want to pay for any luggage at all, if you're going for an overnight, you can just bring this and you pay for nothing on Ryanair.
Yeah.
Or what I usually do, people think I'm a great packer, I'm actually hopeless. I use it with my 10 kilo, so I don't have to pay for the 20 kilo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And come here, how much is that bag?
23 euros at the moment.
Oh, 23 euros.
That's all it is. Yeah, 23 euros.
I know, it's great.
Yeah. And it's a great gift.
And it's like
it doesn't fall apart either. It's really sturdy.
But it's water repellent.
I know, it has that kind of feel.
Yeah,
shiny
and
it has
loads of different pockets. It fits. Ed is right about Narnia. Must rob that line. It actually fits so much. It's so deceptive when you see it. And then you're going, oh my God, I can't get over her.
Trina, I'm going to get you one of those for Christmas. I've decided now. Okay, there we go. Would you like one of those?
Because you know what? Do you know what's wrecking my head at home? The luggage that's everywhere in the house. I've nowhere to put the luggage.
The bags?
The actual big, huge bags.
I know. Yeah.
I wish that you could fold them up.
You need to chuck out the old ones. The big, heavy ones. Because really, I mean, everybody should have the lightweight cases now. I mean, you don't have to pay... go expensive.
And you know,
can get good lightweight cheap bags, but definitely I'd say you have to, and just get rid of all the old crap that's in your
Have loads of little small ones and
Ryanair bag is a definite. I'd say have one of those, have a good 10 kilo, have a 20 kilo. That's really what you need. Even pennies have them now.
Well,
you know,
I was
like,
just going to say
charity shop they go.
The 50 euro bag, you know, the 10 kilo bag, but penny, I've had, it's fantastic. The zip one. they're brilliant, and they're you can buy a slightly bigger one and just put a little ribbon or some colour thing on them, because they all a lot of
everyone
people
has
have them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so more gift ideas on the travelexpert.ie.
That's it, yeah.
Super, when it comes to travel. You know, you're giving us great ideas today. I just never would have thought of that.
Experiences this year. We want experiences.
Brilliant.
We'll
see
junk.
You next week, Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. Thanks so much.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed with clickandgo.com. Enjoy sunny breaks this winter to Seville, Marrakesh and Malta. Travel better with clickandgo.com.